Parenting a mentally ill child is a tremendous challenge. And as Michigan Radio's Sarah Alvarez reports in her latest story for State of Opportunity, when it comes to getting high-quality mental health care for kids, it really depends on where you live. Sarah, tell us about Annie Kitching, a mom in Lansing.
She's a mom. She has a lot of kids. Some are biological kids, some are adopted children, and some are foster children. And she's been through the mental health system with two of her children. They were adopted and had been abused and had a lot of trauma and a lot of mental health issues. So for her, the SED waiver was huge for her daughter, but it came too late for her son. Her son had already committed suicide by the time she found out about the waiver. And let me let her tell you how much of a difference it's made in her daughter's life.
The services that we're getting from my daughter are absolutely amazing. The therapists have been extraordinary. I think she might be able to go to school, which she hasn't been able to do since sixth grade. It's made all the difference in our home. And on the flip side, that makes me all the more sorrowful that I could not get the same help for Ilya. So
for her son. So it took Annie, what, years of asking around and asking agencies and people for help before someone finally went, oh, you know, there's this severe emotional disturbance Medicaid waiver?
That's right. The state has had the waiver for about 10 years, but it's still not very well publicized. Providers don't necessarily know about it. The community mental health departments that offer the services don't really publicize the services. So Annie found out about it through the child welfare system. After her son's suicide, her family kind of ended up on the child welfare system's radar, and she was so thankful that she found out about these services for her daughter.
What does this SED waiver give a family?
I think one thing that really surprised me when I was reporting this story was just how comprehensive these services are, how good they are. I think most people think about Medicaid, rightly or wrongly, as maybe not the best services, maybe not the best health care. When we're talking about mental illness for children, Medicaid has the best services. And the SED waiver services are really the gold standard. So you can, it's a lot of intensive therapy. There's respite care, which is so important to families. Just somebody coming in for a few hours a week so a parent can take a break, reset, and be a good parent to their child. There's also things like art therapy and music therapy and sleepaway camp. Things that make a huge difference for some kids. And that's not saying every kid on the waiver needs music therapy, but it's available, and that's really extraordinary.
What should a family do if they, I know I saw in your, heard in your story, there's about a thousand waivers available, and there are still several hundred that are up for the taking. How can someone find out if they qualify?
That's right. There's about 400 left, and the advice that I heard while I was reporting this story was that parents should go to their community mental health office. If they should call them or they should go there, and that's where you begin the screening process. In the InfoWire version of it, there's also a lot of tips for how parents can navigate that screening process, because some counties really try to screen folks out. Other counties really let everybody in the door and get an assessment done and then see where the kids fall on that assessment scale. So I think depending on where you live, not only do you have access to services, but you're going to get a runaround more or less depending on where you live.
Again, where you live.
But I mean, I do want to say that while parents have had hard experiences at the provider level or at the community mental health level, it's important to say that the community mental health offices, the state, and Medicaid are the only folks stepping up for these kids. Private insurers generally don't cover services that severely mentally ill children need. Annie's son, for example, was probably schizophrenic. He was getting some medication and talk therapy every couple weeks. That's not going to heal a kid who has that level of mental health issues.
I noticed in your story, Sarah, part of your recommendation for parents in that application process was be honest, don't hold anything back, don't fear being judged or embarrassed. You think that represents a major change in the way families are used to handling mental health issues?
I don't know. I mean, I think it would be incredibly difficult to lay this out for a stranger at a community mental health office, just how difficult it is to parent a child and feeling like, you know, maybe your parenting. Annie did say to me, she said, it takes you a very long time to figure out what's going on. And then it takes you even longer to figure out that, like, maybe some of your parenting methods aren't helping. And I think probably a lot of parents feel a lot of guilt around, maybe what am I doing to contribute to this? So one of the providers that I spoke to said, you know, unless it's a case of abuse or neglect, we're not here to judge you. We just want to find out what's really going on in the home so we can assess these kids.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Alvarez is with the State of Opportunity Project. You can go to michiganradio.org and click on the State of Opportunity link, and you can hear Sarah's story about the Severe Emotional Disturbance Medicaid waiver, the SED waiver. Thank you so much, Sarah.
You're welcome.